The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Your Astros brought up the guy you've been waiting for all year.
I'm glad to see that they did bring up Tucker while I was gone, but I think he's going to be an instant upgrade over Jake Mariznick. I can't imagine that he won't be.
Last week when Mariznick had a couple good games, all these people are giving me grief, and then it's right back down to 190, hit over 60 strikeouts. It's a shame because defensively and as a late inning replacement, that's the kind of guy you want on your team, but you know, they weren't using him in that role. They were using him to go out there and play several games a week. The Rockets' flirtation with Carmelo. Apparently, one of his agents was having an unofficial meeting with Chris Paul and Mike D'Antoni while they're in Vegas. I don't see how he helps, but I'm guessing that's where you are on this.
I don't believe he's a guy who will help a team win. I can't imagine he and James Harden meshing. I can almost guarantee he and Chris Paul wouldn't mesh because Chris Paul won't tolerate guys who slack on defense.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at MK Pallet, at Degenerates 975, at Jon Snow with a zero. You can also text the show 713-780-3776. You can't watch us on live stream, though. For some reason, it's not working. I broke the camera. What's up, Eric?
How you doing, Fred? I was thinking about that walking up here. It's like, you know, I look kind of like I don't have my best shirt on. I got my glasses tucked in my collar here. You know, Monday, a big weekend in the rearview mirror, looking a little disheveled. So it's probably good the cameras are off.
That's all right.
Yeah.
No one judges you on your looks around here.
Well, good.
They only judge Fred.
Yeah. I mean, you could see where what it's supposed to look like over there, but it's not going out.
Fred, you look like you got some sun this weekend or something. Were you outside?
I was a little bit last week, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good for you.
We're getting a bunch of sun next week.
Where are you going?
Going up to visit the family.
Up in Canada?
Yeah.
Nice.
The sun shines in Canada?
It does. It does, believe it or not.
Is it like Alaska where there's like 20 hours of sunlight during the day?
It's a lot. I mean, the sun usually comes up a little after 5 and stays up until, you could still see outside until after 10.
Oh, boy.
So it makes for some long days, but that's lots of golf and lots of fishing and lots of biking and running and kayaking and stuff like that.
And some drinking too, right?
Oh, yeah. I worked that in.
Yeah.
Not a question. And when it rains, online poker, legal.
Yeah, that's nice.
Poker Stars.
Well, isn't something else legal up there now, too?
Yeah, it's not officially enacted yet, though. It's not until October that you'll be able to go and buy it.
Yeah.
But it's always been decriminalized, so I'm probably sure I'll find some while I'm there.
Sure.
And you know, I may know a couple people.
You think?
Yeah. But yeah, you can. It's just illegal to sell, but if you have it, they don't do anything to you.
Okay.
It's kind of...
And you said you went to Colorado and didn't do much beer, huh?
I didn't. Well...
What a waste.
Yes and no. I shipped up some Carbock up
okay.
there. Because I wanted to get some to my kid and a couple other people. So I was drinking some Carbock, but I did have a couple of beers. I had this really interesting one from Avery. It was a sour... It's called like Bug Zapper or something. It was mint and what the heck else was you? Are you looking at
it? Yeah, I'm going to look it up. I think I've had some sort of a mint beer from them.
It was definitely a, you know, you either dig it or you don't kind of deal. Because there were some, yeah, you clicking that up. What are the other flavors in there?
I'm trying to find it.
I'm trying to remember what it was. But that was kind of interesting.
Is it a... Certatio Equestris?
No, it's
called... Had mint, lemon, bourbon, and sour grain in it.
That sounds... they had more than... No, that wasn't it. It was called Bug Zapper.
Okay, let me look that one
up.
Yeah,
but anyway, yeah, I had a good time up there. You know, the whole state's under a fire ban, so there's like no fireworks.
Lime zest, ginger, and mint.
That's what it was.
Yep. Oh, I've not had that one.
It was interesting. It wasn't bad. Yeah, drank some homemade whiskey that a guy gave me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a guy that you know or just
a guy that I know.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
Some random stranger.
Yeah. Like, yeah, don't do that. I was going to say, that's a bad call.
The barter system is alive and well.
Yeah, that's not safe, man.
But, Fred, there's a beer I might want you to try to get your hands on for me.
Okay.
And don't laugh here, but it is a non-alcoholic beer that this guy in Canada started, supposedly actually tastes worth a you-know-what. Because a lot of them
not
are
O'Doul's.
Terrible.
Yeah. Right.
Just awful.
Is it Sharps? Is that what that was?
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Yuck.
Yeah, whenever I go through those stretches of, okay, I'm not going to drink, I try that. No.
I just drink water. I just don't drink because that's not.
Well, that's not where I've gotten is like, if my choice is to drink, you know, Coors Light or water, I'll just drink water. I'm good. Like, I'd rather not take in the calories. I'd rather not, you know, I'd rather not drink 9 beers to try to catch a buzz. It's just not worth it to me. So I'll just drink water.
I'm with you, man. 100%. 100%. I'll do something else. Or, you know, I'll drink booze.
Yeah.
You know, mixed drink or something. But
remember how I was telling you how, you know, it's daylight all the time up there and I'm going to get a lot of sun?
Yep.
I just checked Twitter and, yeah, that.
Is that a tornado? Is that a real tornado?
That is a real tornado.
By where you're going?
Yeah, right up the road.
They don't have tornadoes in Canada, they do. Fred.
They get those really big ones because it's prairie. It's all prairie and hills.
Really?
Yeah. So, that's the only thing that...
Is that like a double-wide trailer in that picture, too? What is that?
I'm not sure what that
Welcome
is.
Welcome to Western Canada.
It kind of looks like that.
It's the same thing up there. Don't know. The tornadoes just have that, you know...
Yep, they find them.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I don't know why you need to worry about being a storm chaser. You just buy a mobile home.
That is a pretty cool picture, though.
Yeah, I don't want to see that when I get there.
No, it'll be gone. I'm sure it'll be glorious weather when you're up there.
Yeah, it was supposed to be the wife went Saturday, and she said it was supposed to be good for 2 weeks. I don't think they were right, if that's the case. So as long as it's good the second week.
So you're going for 2 weeks?
No, I'm just going for a week.
Week,
yeah,
okay.
I'm going up Saturday. I'll be back the following. So I'll just miss next week.
Okay.
Is all.
Well, it's kind of a slow sports time of year, so.
Yeah, I hate being gone right now when we're doing so well.
Yeah. Hey, you got that number one position to maintain.
That's right.
You know, you take your eye off the ball. And...
When are we going to find out? Tomorrow, John? Ratings?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. This is the month where I missed quite a bit of time this month. I missed it like what? Well, I guess I just missed won't count.
Yeah, well.
So I missed 5 days.
You missed 5 days, but we missed 3 of them together. I think that's the. Yeah,
you guys a little nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
He is.
Okay. It's funny. I'm normally not nervous, and the last time I was nervous about a book was the book after we hit number one the first time in this run. Because it wasn't like our first time ever to do it, but I was a little nervous to see like if it was just a false positive. You know what I mean? And then it wasn't, and we were number one again. And then I haven't been nervous since until all of a sudden now I am, because now this would be 6 straight months. And now it's like, I'd really like to hit that 6 straight months.
That's kind of a in-your-face-to-the-competition moment, you know. Yeah. And if you could do it for a year, man, then they're just going to take their ball and go home.
Yeah.
And cry.
They'll just fire all the they'll fire everybody, and oh wait, they already did that. Just
see, here. And that's what you want. If they got chaos going on, man, it's like that's exactly where you want them.
Right. But we'll see. I'm not gonna like be too beat up about it if we're not number one tomorrow. But I'd like it. I'd like to be there.
I'm sure you got it. I'll keep my fingers crossed for you guys.
Hey, thanks, man.
I know what's happening.
It's like you want to be the best.
Absolutely. I want to make the best beer. Want to sell a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know.
I feel you.
Want our employees to love what they do. Be happy. Be good people. Good employees.
You got time to hang out for another segment?
Sure. We got some cool stuff to talk about coming up at the brewery.
All right. Let's talk to Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. He's on the line. Aubrey, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. You know, it took us about like 5-6 years of competing in the industry to get a technological leap, and then we started inventing our own presets, inventing our own line, our own truck mounted, then van powered machines. So it took us about 5 years to get on top. But once you hit your stride and you get on top, I mean, there's not been a system invented that can keep up with it. So we stay at number one and just kind of gap them. You know, I just want to see how far I can make the gap. You know, because you just can't catch up the system. We come to your home, start in the worst area, prove our boast. It's not good enough to just run your mouth, you know, flap your jaws. How about you prove it? Come out, start in the very worst spot. If you don't love what you see, you don't pay. We'll do three runs for you for $120. We'll get a $100 free speed dry. Dads do. And moms are getting a partner company, a New Look Nail Bar. And moms are getting a free trip to the salon. So both dad and moms get a freebie. It's about $160 retail value worth of freebies. 281 dirt free. All you got to do is make a purchase. Carpet, tile, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, even your wool rugs, whatever you want done, you'll get the two freebies thrown in with any purchase. 281 dirt free, carpet.com. You can book from your smart device. You can go online and set your appointment. You can call up the 281 dirt free. And schedule any area you can hear our voice and get the job done.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, man.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz with Eric Warner in studio. Eric was just getting a little sneak peek of Sports on the Rocks, and Travis Johnson had some really interesting stuff to say.
I can't wait to see the whole thing.
When's that out, Fred?
I've got to talk to Remy about it tonight, but basically he sent me what is for final approval, so it'll be by the end of the week.
Nice.
And pretty excited about it.
We have Eric Warner in from Carbach, the head brewer over there. Do you like head brewer or brewmaster?
I like brewmaster a little better.
Or brewmeister.
Brewmeister is the best.
That's the best.
Or yeast rancher.
You like that?
I do. Because that's literally what you're trying to do is get the yeast corralled and get them doing what you need them to do.
I just don't like to talk about yeast.
Because I always think yeast infection.
That's what I think of, too. That's the first thought. Like, because you never want, if someone took a drink of your beer and you said, well, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? You said, yeast. Like, that would be bad for you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's generally not what you
that's
want
not what
somebody
you're hoping,
saying.
Right?
Yeah.
Think of a woman, and the first thing you think of is yeast.
Right.
Also negative.
And I understand that, you know, yeast is an important component into what you guys do, but I would think that'd be the component that you guys just don't talk about a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it tends to not get talked about. I mean, the rest hops of it, get talked about the most.
Yeah, right. Or malt. Like, you can say, oh, I can taste this kind of malt, I can taste this kind of hops. And that kind of stuff you're okay with. But yeast, like, you don't want people to say, oh, yeah, that's yeasty. It's like,
that's bad.
That's bad.
Yeah, yeasty beer, not good. Yeah. Not good. All right, well, we won't, we'll shy away from that.
How about, how about hop scientist?
Well, hop scientist.
That's a good one.
Yeah, hop twiner.
How about hop delusionist?
Hop delusionist,
yeah.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that's my new title.
How about wart master?
Wart master's pretty good.
It almost sounds like war master or wartlord.
Yeah.
Wartlord?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
You're onto something the there.
From Carbach Brewing, the wartlord / brewmeister / head brewer / yeast
rancher, wrangler.
Wrangler, whatever it is.
Oh, boy.
I don't know about that. Talk about what you got going on at the brewery. What kind of...
have a pretty fun thing going on.
What kind of yeast is flying around the brewery?
Well, the beer we're drinking right here today, the Big and Bright, of course, is not a yeasty beer. It's a hoppy beer, but it does have a little bit of grapefruit puree that we add post-fermentation. And Fred, you know, I thought, you know, I know AJ's had all these beers, and I thought you'd had most of them. But, you know, we were talking earlier. It's like, you hadn't had this beer, and you were like kind of... pleasantly surprised. I haven't had it in a while.
Well, Fred normally, if it says IPA on it, Fred normally says, no thanks.
And I'm not a grapefruit fan either, so when it says IPA brewed with grapefruit, I'm not going to pick it off the shelf. But the fact that you brought it and I tried it, now I'm like, okay, I'm taking some of those.
Done.
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's and I've gotten more interested in IPAs lately. I've been drinking a lot more, in part because of you, because you bring us such great ones. But, this is a really quality beer.
Thank you. Thanks. And
I didn't want to like it. I came in thinking, I don't want to like this. Nope.
Well, the key is we didn't go, I think, like over the top of the grapefruit. You can taste it, but it's not like you're drinking a glass of grapefruit juice like some of the fruited IPAs are. But anyway, it's a good, if y'all haven't had it, get out and try it. We're actually coming out with an IPA variety pack in the fall.
A six pack or a four pack?
A 12 pack.
Oh, really?
Four different IPAs. That's how many IPAs we got rocking.
So you guys, it's going to be Hopadillo.
It's going to be Hopadillo, big and bright. The Weekday Warrior Session IPA.
And Hop Delusion?
No, because that rotates quarterly. Oh, okay. But Rodeo Clown.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So it's going to be a really good value because it's going to be priced kind of like our regular 12-pack.
And Rodeo Clown will get you drunk.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the big thing we got going on next week. So
a yeast convention.
Better.
Oh, okay. Better than that? Okay.
We are having the official Astros All-Star Game watch party at the brewery next Tuesday.
All right.
So it's like what all the season ticket holders get to an invite to. And this is open to anybody who wants to come. We're going to have a big screen outside in the beer garden.
All
right. Come at 5 o'clock. Got a limited supply of glasses, commemorative All-Star Game Astros glasses.
Nice.
You get a raffle ticket when you show up. So everybody gets a raffle ticket. There's going to be some really amazing raffle prizes there. So come on out next Tuesday to the brewery. And
if you're going to watch the All-Star Game, you might as well drink beer while you do it.
Yeah, and that's the place to go.
I wouldn't probably normally watch it, but it's like, you know what, let's go out and have a little fun and drink some beers and get outside and eat a little food and
worse things.
We got a food truck coming online too, the Carbach
food truck.
Yes, and the menu is amazing. So they've been doing the test.
Where's it gonna go?
Kind of in the back there, you know, but behind the beer garden.
So, I mean, you're not talking about one that's going to travel around.
It may occasionally for, like, special events, but it's going to be parked at the brewery.
Is that going to cut into what you guys' restaurant does?
The restaurant needs help because when it's busy on Saturdays, the restaurant can't keep up.
Okay.
And, you know, we love all our food truck partners that we'll continue to work with. But, you know, when it's really busy, they get slammed. You know, the restaurant gets slammed and, you know, people are kind of PO'd because it's like, hey, I want some food and I can't get it. But we'll talk more about that next time and maybe even bring in a couple samples for you guys to try.
Man, when we had the
Father's Day deal.
Oh, man, that was a good day here. You missed out on that.
I deliberately, because they're like, Eric, you got to come. You got to come. And I'm like, no, this is about you guys. This is about the food. I talk about the beer.
You know what's funny is those two guys. Do you know who the two guys are who came?
Wasn't it Ted and Chris? One guy had the big beard.
I'm not sure of their names, but we sat here eating the food and talking about it, and they kind of sat there and watched us. And then when they packed up and left, I was like, I wonder if I was supposed to have one of them come on to talk, because I didn't. Because
no one told us.
Yeah, no one told us that. But it just felt weird. Like maybe
they were expecting to go on or something.
And yeah,
maybe
and I didn't. Supposed to. I didn't pick up on it until after they left. And then I was like, "God, do you think we were supposed to have them on to talk about it?"
So AJ, there's a lesson here, right? That you taught your kid.
I don't know because we
grabbed the mic.
We talked about it a lot. Like, yeah, let me know. Like, hey, I'd like to come on and.
If you want
to
get anywhere in life, you got to be like, know, and oh yeah, hey, come on up. Yeah. We'll tell us about the food.
That's kind of where I'm at. But the moment's there, you got to seize it. Seize the day.
Seize it. This could be your big opportunity.
Yeah.
Somebody might be like, wow, what about that radio face?
It's like that Eminem song, right, John? You get one shot. One opportunity. That's, I mean, that's what it's like. And then there's
mom's spaghetti.
Yeah.
That's all I know about.
Vomit
that.
On your sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
That stuff tasted terrible.
He's nervous, but he's ready to drop bombs. Oh, well, so All-Star Watch Party, you yep. guys' place. On the beer front, what's next?
So
the last Fun Series beer you guys did was Nigel, correct?
Correct.
What's next? Tell me about it. When and what?
It's going to be end of the year, and it's going to be a triple-triple. So it's going to be base triple blended with port, wine barrel-aged triple blended Ooh. With bourbon barrel-aged triple. So remember that Port d'Or.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a blend of those three.
All right.
And then simultaneously, I think I have told you guys this, we're getting away from the 22-ounce bottles. We're going to the 12-ounce in a four-pack for both the Fun Series and the BBH.
Cans or bottles?
Bottles.
Okay.
And there's like going to be...
Like Prairie does. Prairie yeah, puts out their stouts like
yeah,
that
sometimes. Yeah, okay. Exactly. We're not going to have the stubby bottles like those guys have. Okay. Ours will be a little long more like neck. The long neck style. But we're going to have a Hellfighter, a Bourbon Barrel Hellfighter, a Mole Bourbon Barrel Hellfighter, and a Cinnamon Horchata Bourbon Barrel Hellfighter. So it'll be a variety four-pack.
I'm excited for that, too. I have a couple questions from the interwebs for you.
Sure.
One says, do you ever have strangers shopping you new recipes, like people trying to break into the music biz? And I know the answer to that is yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's the nature of the question? Repeat the question.
Do you ever have strangers shopping you new recipes?
Shop? What do you mean?
Like trying to say, like, this is the recipe that I make. This is what you guys should do.
Yeah. Not.
Or this is what I can do. You should hire me.
Yeah. I mean, that probably went on a little more early on in our history.
When you guys were smaller?
When we were smaller and just maybe the nature of the end. Now, guys, it's like they get a recipe and they're like, well,
it's mine.
Yeah, I'm going to open a brewery.
How many homebrews have been brought to you by people hoping that they can get their foot in the door?
Countless. I mean,
it's absurd, right?
Absurd amount.
My buddy's brought you homebrew.
Yeah, that's right. His was good.
His is good.
Yes.
Very good.
And I've had some really good ones. I'll never forget, man, early in my career, back in the 90s, I had a guy. He was a pilot, of all things, for American Airlines, but he wanted to get into brewing. And he's a good homebrew, but he put his resume on the bottle of this beer that he brewed, like a bottle label. It was really clever, and he had all the right info on there, and the beer was good. So I was like, you know what? You're hired.
There you go.
So bring me something good, and we'll see.
You never know. You never know. Here's another one. BBH Vanilla, will it ever come back?
Yes. No. Okay. No. In fact, it was debated pretty heavily as one of those four,
one of the four.
In that four-pack. So it will be back. Because okay. I think...
That's the most popular variant, I think, of the ones you guys did.
That seems to be the consensus.
Yeah.
Your opinion as well, right?
Mine as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was I think, the best variant of the... Between vanilla, chocolate, and cherry... The one, and even the espresso, which espresso was probably second for me. But yeah, I think the vanilla was the best one.
I still want to go back and try to create some 006 cherry magic, because that BBH cherry...
That was different than what you guys did, though.
Correct.
I don't know what the...
Different types of... We used 100% sour cherries on 006,
okay.
Whereas the BBH cherries, we used some sweet cherries as well.
Okay.
So I think we'll go back to just
the sour ones.
Yeah.
That 006 was one of my, we've talked about this before. It was one of my favorite beers you guys did early on. That's a tough beer to replicate. And that's kind of what I think maybe everyone was expecting with BBH cherries. And it was just different.
Yep.
I mean, not to say that it was bad. It was just different.
Yep. The other thing, too, is we re-fermented the cherries on the BBH cherries in the fermenter. Whereas the 06, we actually put the cherry puree into the barrels, and they kind of re-fermented there. So we may go back to that, although it creates a big mess because that, you know, foam, That yeasty foam.
Right, yeasty. Yeah. I hate when yeast starts
comes
to
out of the bunghole.
Foam out of the fermenter, if you know what I mean. That's the worst. But it's not your job to clean that up, right?
No.
See? So yeah. Just go for it, man.
Yeah. Oh, they hate that. I do that. And my that's guys hate problem. That because I always like problem. To do things the hard way. But yeah. I think that's a good way to learn.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you like when you were an apprentice or whatever, did your brewers
no shortcuts.
Do things easy for you?
Oh, there was no easy button in Germany. It was the hard way.
And you guys now, like, I've seen what you guys' system does. It's like, okay, we need to clean the tanks.
Push the button.
Like, you know, they don't know what it's like to get in there with a scrub brush and goggles and everything else.
Nope.
Yeah, those guys are spoiled. You need to harden them up. So if you need a yeast explosion, you make a yeast explosion. Get it foaming all over the damn place. That's what I say.
All right, we're going to go back to putting in the barrels.
Big, all right.
Foamy mess.
Eric, appreciate you coming in as always. Appreciate you bringing us some brew. I think maybe next time I'll bring in some beer.
I like it because we're in a little bit of a, you know, this is a slow time of year in Houston with mm-hmm. beer and restaurants. I mean, everybody goes out of town. So we're, you know, our product cycle accelerates going into the fall. So, yeah, let's have fun and try some different stuff.
I went to Jester King this weekend for the Atrial release. Maybe I'll bring some of that.
There you go. And
are you back in 2 weeks?
Back in two weeks. You'll be back, right?
I'm going to bring you some of the... milk stout from Black Bridge Brewery up
Let's
there.
Do that. Let's try some different beers. We'll critique them.
All right.
We'll brewmaster, geek talk them or whatever.
All right.
That'll be fun.
Warlord them.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Top delusionist. Quick break. We'll be right back. Get some blitz.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We're just looking at beer here. Oh, this is not the one I had. This is a new one.
Oh, I like how... You almost sound Canadian when you say
oh,
that.
Oh, geez, no
this
way.
This is a new one. I haven't had this one before.
Oh
boy.
Take off, you hoser.
Looking forward to trying that one there.
It's a beauty, eh?
It's going to be real nice.
Don't you know? Yeah, I'm excited now. I'm going to go hit the brewery.
Do you find yourself picking up a Canadian accent when you're up there for a while?
Just like if I go to New Orleans for too long.
Yeah.
The same thing, I start picking up the Cajun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have to catch myself, and because her family, we used to joke about how, she's always, we don't say A, and I go, yeah, sure you do. And I would sit there and count them off, and she'd get pissed off, because I'd be like, okay, 15, 16, 17, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Nothing, A. You son of a, so, yeah, and, but by the end, usually, just because I'm around it so much, I'll notice, you know, it's like, so maybe we should go up to Swift Current, eh, grab some of this beer, what do you think? Oh, beauty.
That's a beaut. That's what I hear. That's what I picture them thinking. That's a beaut there.
That's quite the little hockey player you got there, cousin. Oh, geez. How many goals did he score? Man, I tell you what, though, and I know you deal with this with the baseball.
Mm-hmm.
My God, they spend a lot of money on youth hockey. Because we have a cousin who's... kids are all in the select hockey leagues.
Right.
And one of them's actually got a chance to be really good. And, I mean, they're at, like, every weekend tournaments, and they're traveling all over Canada, and the equipment's expensive as hell. So you gotta be committed as a parent to make all that
yes.
happen.
Yeah. You go down to Dick's Sporting Goods and take a look at baseball bats.
Yeah. And well, it's like we don't have them here, but hockey sticks.
I would imagine.
It's just ridiculous. And they... It's just like anything else. You go through them, and then you outgrow your uniforms and everything else. But
yep.
But it's
baseball bats are now, they're good for about a season.
Yeah,
and then it's like, jeez,
what are they, about $400 now for a good one? Yeah.
Yep.
So
when I was a kid, we had about three bats per team.
Yeah,
and it was like There's the long one, the short one, and the medium one.
It's like, it was like a 32, a 34, and a 36.
Yeah, you pick one of those three and let it rip. And I'll take the long one. Yeah.
And you were fancy if your parents bought you a nice new bat of your own.
If you had your own bat.
And then everybody else would use it.
Yeah, you were rich, and all your buddies were like, hey, can I use your bat? Can I use your bat?
Yeah.
One of the kids, when I was growing up, they had a graphite bat. And nobody makes graphite bats anymore, presumably because that's not a great thing to make bats from.
No.
But it looked so cool, and the word graphite sounded so cool when you were 9 years old, that I was like, I would always ask, hey, can I use that bat? And I would always use it, and it would never give you that same pop that a regular bat would. But I was like, oh, it's going to break in, and it's graphite. Of course, it's about to just crush the ball. No, it's all hocus pocus. It's nonsense.
I remember, like, we would always go get the next big thing, and back then bats weren't that expensive. I mean,
right.
You'd get the brand new ones, and somebody on the team would go buy it, and we'd all try it, and it's just like buying new golf clubs. You think, oh, this is the magic one. This is the one I'm going to hit a home run with.
Yep.
No.
Yeah, and I've learned the same thing as an adult with drivers.
Yeah.
There isn't one that makes you better at golf.
No.
Like,
I suck at golf.
Like, they have a lot of them that tell, like, my biggest problem with golf, I can hit the ball a long way. My biggest problem is hitting it straight.
Yeah.
And there are golf clubs that advertise no slice, no hook.
Yeah, right. You haven't seen my swing.
All right, let's see this. Let's see how this works out. And then, it's on the next course.
Yeah.
I mean, well, what the hell is this?
I can slice anything. Hey, listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a gift certificate to St. Bernard, premier destination for all ski, swim, and designer apparel. With stores located in Houston, Dallas, and Austin, makes St. Bernard the place you go before you go on vacation. We are not the show giving it away.
Ever.
Charlie gave it away again to Adrian, since he was the first caller. Congratulations, Adrian, for being today's winner. Today's loser, Kevin. There's probably more Kevins than Adrians.
And yeah, you lost. But Adrian's also a versatile name, like a guy, girl name.
Yep, could be either one.
That could be Rocky's wife.
You could go either way.
Adrian, we did it! If Rocky was married to Kevin, that'd be a whole different movie.
Yeah, well, if Adrian were married to... Well, never mind. Let's just take a break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Yeah, I think this has got medicinal purposes to it, because I feel much better than I did even when the show started.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. So, of course, I've been fighting this for a couple days. Maybe all I needed was a good beer.
Maybe that's it. Maybe you need to drink six of them.
I don't know about that. What's the ABV on these?
Help you it can't be very high. Yeah. It's an easy drinker. Yeah, I'm not sure offhand. You should have asked that when Eric was here. He was here.
Well, I should have. Yeah.
He was sitting here for 45 minutes. It's not
I know,
like
but we were
didn't
talking about
chance.
Other stuff. Jeez.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the Big and Bright's my favorite.
That's your favorite.
Yeah, because it's very easy to drink, and I can drink a lot of those. If I want to get smashed, Hop Delusion.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Rodeo Clown will do it, too.
BBH is a good choice, too.
Oh,
yeah. But yeah. BBH, I don't like to use to get drunk, because I like to just sort of sip on it.
Yeah.
But if I do kill one of those and start drinking something else, forget it.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, one glass will get me almost there, because I'm a lightweight.
That's true.
What a life. Yeah. You want to do an abbreviated dumbass report? Let's go to Vermont, where a man faces charges after allegedly threatening a family member with a sword. Now, you are a sword owner.
I am.
Are you registered? Do you have a license?
I am not registered, but I can legally carry my sword around Houston.
Yes, you can, if you have an open carry permit, right?
I don't know. I think I don't know. I don't really know the laws. I don't walk around with my sword.
Interesting.
I keep the sword in the sheath.
Police arrested William Mitchell Nouse, 26, outside his home. They say he threatened a juvenile family member.
No.
Like, that's... I'm going to call that the easy way out of parenting.
Yeah.
Like, there's time out, there's spankings, there's grounding. Like, you break out a sword. With a sword. Yeah. That's like, dude, you just skipped a lot of steps, and you're just, that's not going to work forever. And my favorite story this week, I know we don't have much time, so I can't do a full-blown dumbass report, but a drunk driver, 37-year-old man, has been arrested speeding drunk in a school zone with a passenger on the roof of his BMW. Taken into custody shortly before 4 a.m., officer saw him allegedly driving too fast down Washington Street with someone sitting on the hood of his car. Cops pulled him over, said they smelled alcohol coming from inside the vehicle. He had also had slurred speech, droopy eyes, and couldn't complete a field sobriety test. The person riding the roof was identified as 27-year-old friend of the driver, who was issued a summons for disorderly conduct. The driver was later released to his friend. It wasn't clear if he had an attorney. But let's try breaking one law at a time, all right? If you're going to speed...
Speed. Do one thing, do it well.
Don't do it while you're drunk in a school zone with a passenger on the roof of your car.
That's just overextending yourself.
It's too much risk.
Yeah, you're going to be spread way too thin trying to do all that.
And that's this week's...
he could have been spread way thin when he flew off the car.
Damn right he could
have. You have time for one more. We got 2 minutes.
I got
time
for one more?
Yeah, we got 2 minutes.
This one's a little bit sportsy. Did you see what happened after England won their World Cup game over Sweden?
Yeah, I had this on... There's a possibility to talk about today.
This is why I wanted Sweden to beat England, by the way. Apparently the English, as they do with their soccer fans, they were a little bit, their football fans were a little drunk. And they decided the best way to celebrate their victory is to rip apart an IKEA. So England beats Sweden. They're like, yeah, F you, IKEA. They tore up a whole IKEA. Come on. I mean, there's usually...
Not England.
Be better, England. You haven't even won the whole damn thing yet. I'm hoping... Who they play? Croatia?
They play Croatia.
I'm Team Croatia now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wasn't going to cheer for Croatia. The only team I felt acceptable going forward to cheer for was Belgium.
Yeah.
But now I'm...
See, I really think you would like watching Belgium because their striker looks like a running back.
I want a Belgium-Croatia championship match is what I want. And that's my goal, especially after the Brits tore up an IKEA.
I'd like England to get punked by France because then I would win. And then, plus, they'd destroy their own country, probably.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's your dumbass report, Fred.
Good job. All right. Well, good to have you back.
Good to be back.
We survived. Get through tomorrow as well, hopefully. Zhong Li did a great job.
I think we're
going to
get through the whole week, Fred.
Well, you're not here Friday, right?
Am I not?
I thought
you put down that you were out this Friday.
Yeah, I probably am. I've got my wife's mom is in town, and then like her sister and their family get into town on Thursday. So if I ever did that, I was told to request that day off. So that's why.
All right, till tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.